Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the answer for mankind, for all people, for you, for me, for everyone. And so the question is, and I've been discussing this some in this series, how do we get the glory of the Lord? How do we receive Him, the real Jesus Christ? Amen. I want to touch on that. But, you know, we could give a trillion messages about this topic, about every topic related to the glorious, most holy faith, divine, new divine walk with God Almighty, relationship with Him that lasts forever. This relationship can never be put into human words. And that's because the Lord Himself is so wonderful and beautiful. He can never be put into human words. We miss it. We all miss it. There's no one righteous, no one good, only Jesus Christ. And so that's why we seek Him. So of course, one of the main answers to how we receive get His glory, receive Him, is seek Him with all our heart. Famous scripture is right there. But I don't even want to go into scripture, because I want to look at the big picture. I want to look, a relationship with God Almighty. What an incredible opportunity we have every day. How glorious it is. And of course, Jesus talked about the things that keep people from Him. Let's try to work it out so that we can focus on Him and seek Him. And glory to God. Jesus the Christ, the King of Glory. Anyone who's been a follower of Jesus and has, been gone to church and all that, for so long, we've all missed it. We've been in this religious activity and we've had all these misconceptions about what it is. Let's just forget all of that. Let's go directly to Him. And that's what I want to, I'm just going to give a short message because it's simple. If you just hear one thing I say, it's this. A key is our relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. Amen. That's what we need to focus on, because He's Jesus Christ. He's God, and He's all around us. And He has a certain personality. Yes, the Trinity is one: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But they are separate too, which is a glorious, glorious revelation that we will, for all of eternity, will be in awe of. They're one, yet they're separate. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Jesus even said, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will, He talked about the Holy Spirit, and He said, He will glorify Me. Amen. Amen. And so there's certain things, practical things. For example, if we have unforgiveness towards someone, that grieves the Holy Spirit. that's something I need to work on, and I know a lot of people do, but that's an example right there. One, you know, just we have the opportunity today to walk with Him, to know Him, to experience His glorious presence, Him as a person, that this glorious God Almighty. So, you know, that's if we could just, I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. That's why I don't want to just fire off all these scriptures and all these, you know, for so long it's just so much of the church and the is just involved in religious activity, and they're, you know, they're all about the Bible, which is great. But let's be all about Jesus and His presence, Him, and everything else follows that. Everything else follows. He will empower us. He will teach us. He will guide us. He will be with us. He will show us Scripture. He'll show us things just in our circumstances and in nature and in all of the, and in dealing, you know, He'll empower us to deal with those hard things that we all deal with. Dealing with people is hard, isn't it? Well, when we meet the Holy Spirit, things change, because now we realize we can now love these people when before we couldn't. And so I'll finish up with that. Just that one thing, the Holy Spirit. If you already know Him, you know Him. You'll know. Oh, you'll know. Someone will know. I mean, that's if someone's wondering, well, have I met directly, I don't know if I have met Jesus Christ directly. Well, that just means they haven't. Because when we meet Him, He will give us Himself, and everything else follows. Love and faith and joy and peace and harmony, and everything else follows from that. He'll show us glorious things in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're here to serve you and help you. We want to be a blessing to you. Email us. Please visit our website. We want to pray for you and believe with you for any needs you have. Thanks for listening. More soon.